Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. I will be your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether it be on YouTube or through our website at Real Ghost Stories Online or whatever other magical platform you may be finding us on at whatever given time in history you're listening to our show, we thank you for joining us. We encourage you to press that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to us on, because that will ensure you get more episodes. Yeah, you'll know all about them before everybody else the moment we put them up. So please do subscribe today. Of course, we want to give a little something-something to everybody who supports the show as well. So we have a bonus episode out there for you. The only way you can get that is by letting some friends know about RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. All you have to do, go on your social network of choice, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever other random one you may be using, and do a little sharing. You tell a friend about the show, you put a link up to the show, whether that be our YouTube channel, one of our shows there, or to our website at RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. Send me a link to where you did that sharing, or send me a screenshot, and I will send you a link to a bonus episode that only you get. You email Tony at RealGhostStoriesOnline.com with that screenshot or that link. It's T-O-N-Y at RealGhostStoriesOnline.com, and I will give you that free episode. Just send me the proof of you sharing the show, and I will thank you greatly with that full-fledged episode that's just for you. And lots of folks already claiming that, so thank you so much. If you've already done the sharing, we thank you so much for that. We'll have more little goodies like that for you in the future for helping spread the word about RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. We need your support. That's what fuels the show. That's what gets us more stories to share. That's what gets us better interviews. That's what makes us do the show every single week. If you have a real ghost story, please call us or email us. Our phone number is 855-853-4802, 855-853-4802, or you can always email us your ghost story. Just go to our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Click that Tell Us Your Ghost Story button, and there you go. That's how you can share your ghost story with us at realghoststoriesonline.com. Without further ado, let's get into this week's show and a caller. All right, sir, tell us about your real ghost story.
In my brother's room, he had his bed and 2 speakers above the bed. He come home from being out, and he got woke up, and this guy was sitting on a speaker that was on the wall, okay?
Okay.
He got under the covers and then looked back, he's gone. Okay, the next time this happens again, but he's sitting on his bed. He tries to hit him, well, he couldn't do nothing. We go to move out, and Dad's in the room, and the 2 cats come in there, and they were trying to find the walls, go out the windows, anything. As soon as they got out of the bedroom, they were fine.
Okay? So they were freaking out in this room.
Right. And my dad's hair was standing up. So we hear all this, and we talk to some older farmers that knew this guy that passed away in this house.
Mm-hmm.
My brother described exactly to the hat, the coveralls, everything what this guy looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in that room. When we were moving out, me and another friend had quite a few. We thought, well, we'd go walk in there. We could not get in either door to that bedroom.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, honest to God, truth, I swear on the Bible, it's unreal.
That is creepy.
Oh, my brother won't even talk about it. It bothers him too bad.
Oh, thank you for the story. I appreciate that.
That gets scary when you got something that's not allowing you into rooms. You know, that, I mean, as simple as it may be, you know, you get locked out of a room or something, but you think of all of the possibilities of what that could lead to, and the fact that something is doing this that you have absolutely no control over. As something has the power to lock you out of a room. You know, what if
If it's the power to do that, it's the power to probably do a lot more than that. And I think it's the what ifs that make that such a scary proposition. If it can do this, it can do that. And if it can do that, it can do a lot more than all of that. If that makes any sense at all.
Let's go to a ghost story letter. This is a ghost story letter that is written into us from a woman named Monica. Monica writes, a couple of months before I moved to another completely different state, from California to Oklahoma, the final encounter of what had been haunting me in the apartment that my family lives in made me just glad that I wasn't the only one that had something happen in this apartment. My family lives in Long Beach, California. Just before I moved out, I had two encounters that made me realize that I wasn't imagining things. I was 19 when I had my first experience. It was about 2:30 a.m., and I'd just fallen asleep when I decided to open my eyes and check the time. The apartment was on the second floor and quite small, and our bedroom was next to the kitchen. Everything was close together. But anyway, out of the corner of my eye, I caught a quick glance at the microwave's green glow, barely lighting up even to create a shadow. But there on the wall, the small body of a little girl was casting a shadow. My youngest sister used to sleepwalk, and I called out to her. She did not respond. I called again for her to go back to bed and got up myself to go help her, and stood frozen in terror when there was no one to cast the shadow. I tiptoed to my parents' room, and there she lay asleep between them. No way she could have gotten up without waking up my parents. I ran back to my room and hid under the covers. The second occurrence happened a week after mine, and this time my other sister woke me up with her screams. She up on her bed and sobbed. I asked if she was having a nightmare, and she said it wasn't. She was watching her shadows, and I had fallen asleep before her. She was tired and turned off the TV as soon as it got dark, and she heard a man whistling. She thought it was the downstairs neighbors making noise. She then froze up when she saw a shadow of a man with a hat walking back and forth right outside the window, which was impossible because we lived on the second floor. She said the shadow now blended into the wall and the man stood on the top of my body's shadow on the wall and was looking down at me. She yelled my name 4 times and she said I didn't wake up till the last of her pleading screams for me to wake up. My mother rushed in and told her it was just a dream. I got the chills and thought otherwise. The last one before I left yet again happened to the same sister. This time, the man with a hat was in her dreams chasing her with an axe. She said each dream was closer and closer to catching her. She was terrified to sleep alone, was terrified to fall asleep, and sometimes her mood would change. We'll be chatting, and she would stop and stare and say that she felt like someone was watching her from corners. The last dream she had, the man caught her and chopped her up into pieces. She said it felt real and woke up screaming in pain. My mother thought that it was me putting things in her head and decided to try to calm my sister by reading passages of the Bible to her before she fell asleep and was leaving the Bible on the table next to her bed. She said, ever since then, the dream stopped. I believe there was a presence in the house that my mother, in a way, cleansed away, but I never decided to research it if the structure had anything in its history, in which maybe they still live there, or if there's some sort of dark yet tragic history plaguing the property. Thank you for the letter, Monica. We really do appreciate that. If you have a real ghost story, you can write the phone number. Is 855-853-4802, or you can, like I said, write to us on our website. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com is the place to do that. Click on the Tell Us Your Ghost Story
button. We certainly do appreciate you sharing stories. That's what fuels our show. That's what keeps us going. Very interesting in that story where the woman talked about seeing the figure walking back and forth outside of the window, but they were on the second floor. That's really interesting. We had a story a couple weeks ago on the show where the questionable occurrence was someone seeing an entity midway in the air, as if walking through, like 5 feet into the air, 10-foot ceiling, 5 foot in the air, but the entities were on a level that wasn't a walking level, but they were going back and forth, and they were seeing these people almost floating through the air. And when you picture a ghost on your eye level, you know, where you would be walking. And the individuals did some research shortly thereafter to figure out what is going on here. What's the history of this building? And they found out that there had once been a second floor there at one point in time before a major renovation of the building they were in. And there had been a floor right where those entities were being seen. So that's what's really interesting when you hear of something like that on a second floor floating outside the window. It makes you wonder, and I really wonder in that case, was there once maybe another part to the building up there? Was there maybe a deck out there or something of that nature where someone could have at one point in time been pacing back and forth outside of the window? It's an interesting concept to think about because you never think that something's going to be floating that much higher than you. I mean, number one, to see it to begin with, but then to have it at that level, it really makes you wonder. Then you start thinking about, okay, is this an entity that's simply energy repeating itself? Is this a conscious entity? There's so many questions that can go into that. The phone number to call is 855-853-4802, 855-853-4802. If you have a real ghost story that you can share with us, we would absolutely love to hear it. That is what fuels our show every single week. Let's go to another caller here at Real Ghost Stories Online from 855-853-4802. Hello, you are on the air on Real Ghost Stories Online.
All right, well, I was probably about 14. I'm in my great-grandma's house in Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I heard someone walking. This old lady was walking, and like, well, it's my great-grandma. And I kind of getting up to see what she's doing, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden this lady's sitting in this chair, and she was walking, and she got up, and she walked through a wall. And I thought, man, that's dumb. And so I...
man, that's dumb? What if it'd be more like, man, that's impossible?
Well, I didn't... When I woke up next day... I thought it was a dream, and so I didn't say anything about it. And then when my grandma passed away about 5 years later, we were sitting around talking about her place, and my uncle told the same story about the lady. She did the exact same thing that I saw.
That he had seen it, too.
He's seen it, too. She did the same thing over and over, and I didn't mention a word to anybody.
Because you thought they were going to think you were crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's bizarre. Was there any history to that home? Had someone passed on in there in years past?
It was an old farmhouse, mm-hmm. and there was a widow farm lady that she would get up every morning, and she would go out to the chair and wait for her husband to come home. And one morning, he didn't come home from a, I guess he had a farming accident.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all I know about it.
Wow. That is very creepy. Thank you for your call.
I love the reaction. Wow, that's dumb. Yeah, slightly, I guess, but it would be dumber if she didn't go through the wall. She knew a little bit more about transporting through walls than that gentleman did. 855-853-4802, 855-853-4802 to call in with your real ghost story. Or, of course, write into us on our website at Real Ghost Stories Online. And please subscribe as well. Hit that subscribe button, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you are listening to our show. Please subscribe so you do not miss any future episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. I had something interesting happen to me the other night. Do you ever have this happen when you're sleeping and you go to bed and you check the clock right when you go to bed? You'll wake up and you're thinking, oh gosh. And you can vividly recall the dreams you were having, like from starting point to end point. And it's a long, drawn out dream. One that you felt like you almost spent 4 or 5 hours in. you know? One of those dreams where it's just, wow, that was a long dream. It must already be pretty close to the time to get up, or, you know, at least very far into the night. Just last night, I had this. I fell asleep about 11:05. That's the last time I recall looking at the clock. Had this dream. Just, you know, nothing spooky, nothing questionable, really nothing crazy. Just was like, you know, going through everyday motions, except it was a dream. Woke up thinking, okay, it's got to be getting probably pretty close to waking up time. Look at the clock. 11:48. Less than a half hour, and that dream felt like 4 to 5 hours. That was really just kind of bizarre. Fell asleep again. Had the same thing happen. Thought I had dreamt for hours. Woke up, 12:54. Did that 3 times in a row. And did it until about 3 a.m. At 3 a.m., that was the dream that finally broke it. When I fell asleep at about 3:30 or so, and I slept the rest of the night, got up, and it was normal. But it was just bizarre. You know, I don't think I could retell that entire dream to anyone in that short a period of time with the amount of events that I thought I was undertaking. Did we dream and fast forward? Can we just plow through that thing? Remember when you used to dub cassette tapes? And yet there's sometimes boom boxes, and they had the fast dub option where you could like do it really fast and then, you know, play it back at a normal speed. I wonder if we can dream like that too, or we can just fly through it. We think it's at normal speed, but when it's played back to our conscious minds, it's at regular speed. It was very, very strange. Almost as if time had stood still while I took those long drawn out dreams. Made for a great night's sleep because I felt like I really was rested, but it was odd. 855-853-4802, 855-853-4802 to call in with your real ghost story to Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's now go to another ghost story letter. This one comes into us from Jonathan. He writes, "One day when I was about 21 or 22, I was in a rut in life and was living with my father. My little brother had come with me, and we had been there approximately 1 month when this happened at our new location. We were down in the basement in the bedroom playing PlayStation and with my cousin at the time. Another brother of mine was upstairs on the computer directly above me. As me and my cousin were playing the game, we started hearing what sounded like a basketball being dribbled, which is nothing new at my dad's because we're all athletic, or have been at some point. So we went up after our game and asked who had been dribbling the basketball directly above the room. In almost unison, they both said, both brothers, denied it. Soon after asking the question, we heard the door shutting. All of us looked at the same time to see our parents' bedroom door shutting. Not slow, but not fast either. Then, as it got close to being closed, it flung itself back wide open and didn't move again. I've had many experiences involving vivid dreams, like states while awake, but that's the most significant one. Another experience I had was about 3 years ago with my girlfriend, now wife, and I were living in a two-bedroom, run-down, dumpative apartment with our then-one-year-old son. From the beginning, we could both feel this almost ominous feeling, but at the time, we were strapped financially and had to take it. We originally put my son in the room closest to the front of the apartment while my girlfriend and I stayed in the room right next to it. The bathroom is directly in the middle of both rooms. The first 2 or 3 nights we were there, each night my son would awake around 1 or 2 just screaming. Of course, we thought the same thing as we believe children, especially infants, can do and see spirits. We never saw anything initially, but heard plenty. Almost nightly we could hear thud, thud, thud coming from the bathtub where the door would open on it shortly after my son would begin screaming. After the third night, we swapped rooms with our son and began sleeping in that room. Almost immediately upon moving to that room, we had experience after experience. The first night, my girlfriend felt something like when someone makes a walking motion with their fingers going across her feet. So hoping it was just mice, which sounds awful, but compared to ghosts, a mouse was more than welcome at the time, we found the need to get our bed off the floor immediately. Soon after, I would see this long, cylindrical beam of light in the corner of the room. We'd also see a fleeting pair of feet running into our walls, but so quickly we honestly couldn't tell what it was. But we had our thoughts. One night, after deciding that we had enough with the bathroom door opening at the same time each night, we set our son's footstool in front of the door, and whatever was in the bathroom, as unbelievable as it sounds, was trapped, and none too happy about it either. I began to hear what can only be described as an all-out brawl in the bathtub itself. It was very frightening. Not only did we see and hear things, but me and my girlfriend would fight daily. Before we moved in there, we hardly fought, and when we did, it never escalated to anything near what it did at that apartment. We moved out after 5 months of being there. A few months after leaving that apartment, we moved into a trailer home. Immediately, we began to see a shadow person on our kitchen that would just stand in the kitchen and would either be looking at us or out the kitchen window. I never saw any facial features or anything, so I really couldn't tell what it was doing. That was the most modest experience of all of them. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to hear my stories. I've always wanted to tell them to someone who would believe me. Anytime I mention them to others, I either get laughed at or people half-heartedly believe me. The reason I'd rather tell them over the phone or over a letter like this is because I'm sure you'll have questions. I'd love to discuss each one with you at length if you choose. And we'd love to talk sometime. That's coming from me. I understand it's not as fantastic as a woman who wrote a book based in a Hollywood movie or the child of the most famous, infamous true story turned movie, Amityville. But they're undoubtedly intriguing and interesting and 100% factual. And thank you for those stories. We will get in contact and on a future episode dive into those a little bit more in depth. Very interesting stories. Very interesting stories. If you have a real ghost story, give us a call, 855-853-4802, 855-853-4802. We would love to hear your real ghost story, or you can write into us, just like that gentleman did, at realghoststoriesonline.com. You click on the Tell Us Your Ghost Story button and write in, and we may share it on a future episode. Thinking about some future episode ideas, we got a suggestion from a gentleman on YouTube. And if you know anything more about this topic, I'd love to hear it. And you can go to the Tell Us Your Ghost Story button and weigh in. Have you heard of children with black eyes? They call it the black-eyed children. And this is not black eye as in wham, the children got punched or something, but as in the entire eye, the pupil, the retina, the whites of the eyes, completely black. There is apparently a phenomenon going on right now of these children showing up at people's homes or in situations where a child who's in danger or in trouble, you'd want to help. They show up and they ask to be let in or ask for some assistance of some sort and just scare the living hell out of whoever is trying to help them when they look at the children in the eyes, because these children, according to the story, have completely black eyes. That's scary. I'm going to investigate that one a little bit further. That's falling into the territory, kind of like the Goatman episode that we had earlier, where it's not a Bigfoot, it's not a weird mythological creature, so to speak. It's almost something demonic. That's where my mind goes whenever I hear something like that. Where, I mean, could you imagine? Can you imagine opening up your door and there's a child standing there asking, can you help me? And you look at them. And before looking in their eyes, it just looks like an innocent child. You want to help a child. It's a natural instinct for a sane individual. Okay. Innocent person, less, you know, a very defenseless individual needs help. There's a reason they showed up on my doorstep. We're not talking a teenager here. We're talking, you know, a six-year-old kid. And then you look at them in the eye, and they look back at you, and all you see is pure black in their eyes. Would you let that child into your house? I don't think I would. I don't think I would know what to say. I think it would be almost take a step back, slam the door, and grab the crucifix. You know? I don't know exactly what I would do in that sort of a situation, but we'll look more into that one. I'm sure there's plenty of urban legends surrounding it, but you have to wonder if there's some semblance or origination point to that. Almost with all those tales that you hear, there's something to where it started. And you have to wonder what it is that started it all. Be sure to share the show with your friends. Subscribe on YouTube. That's what keeps our show alive. The phone number is 855-853-4802. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, I bought a house about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and my best friend moved with me, and then she moved out about 2 weeks later, and after she moved out, the first night I was there, I was asleep, and I woke up because something was choking me. Well, of course, nobody else was in the house but me.
Describe the choking feeling, like you felt something was around your neck?
There were two, like, it felt like two hands around my neck, completely choking me. I woke up and couldn't breathe for about a minute.
Wow, okay.
And then about 2 weeks later, I was sitting in my living room, and a candle that I had on top of my TV levitated up off the TV about 6 inches and flew across the room.
Oh my gosh.
So that day I went and bought a dog. I wouldn't be there by myself. She plays with the dog.
The dog seems to act like it sees something.
There'll be times where he's just laying on the floor and, like, acting like somebody's rubbing his belly, and you can see his belly moving back and forth.
Have you ever looked into any of the history of this home to
know? Yeah, actually, this house was built by a family that they had a daughter who was an old maid, basically. She never got married, so they left the house to her, and mm-hmm. she died in the house.
Okay.
Like, in the house in a fire, so...
Oh, wow.
So we think that might be... That's why I call her she.
Interesting. Thanks for the call.
If you have a real ghost story to share, give us a call at 855-853-4802. 855-853-4802. There's a term you haven't heard in a long time. Old maid. Although I was playing the card game with my daughter the other day, old maid, and she had to teach me how to play because I'd never played it before. And I was like, you know what an old maid even is?
No, it's this rhinoceros character that's wearing a dress like they wear at the hotel when they clean the rooms.
That's what the old maid was to her. And I just kind of left it at that. If you have a real ghost story, you can write into us, realghoststoriesonline.com. That is our website. Click on the Tell Us Your Ghost Story button. Or, of course, like I said, give us a call, 855-853-4802. And hey, by the way, we have that bonus episode just waiting for you. If you can't get enough of the show, we're almost to the end of this episode. If you've listened to all of them and you're going, oh, I wish there was one more to listen to, there is. There is another one to listen to, but it's secret. How do you get it?
All you have to do is share the show with your friends and your followers on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever the case may be that you have people who are following you. Maybe MySpace if you're still back in 94. Okay, that wasn't 94. It was like 2004. Share the episode and then email me a link to where you did that sharing or a screenshot, whatever the case may be. Just email Tony at Real Ghost Stories Online, T-O-N-Y at realghoststoriesonline.com.
I'll check it out and I will email you back personally with a link to a super secret episode that only folks who do that will have the link to. It's not going to be a published episode, and it's just as good as all the other ones. Just as better than some of them, actually. It really is. Some really good letters in there, callers, and it's specifically for you who show us some love and you leave that comment and you give us some love on. And the bigger and better we can get, better interviews, more callers, you know, it's just all around makes this a better show. And eventually, because you guys are going to help us grow this more, eventually, we're going to make this more than once a week. Yeah, we're going to start doing the show. Also, we'll move into it twice a week, and then maybe move into three times a week, maybe even four times a week at some point. Someday, maybe, I don't know. We'll see how fast it takes to grow it. Maybe someday, a 5-day a week show. That would be fun, wouldn't it? But we need that love. We need that attention, as we're attention starved. We just need it really so we can get more listeners and get more stories, really. That's just the honest to God truth. So please do share, and we'll give you that bonus episode. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today and sharing the love. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.